everybody, this is Bill Wood from Black Sabbath. Today's date is Sunday, July the 12th, the day after Donington. And I wanted to check in with you and just talk a little bit about what happened yesterday, including up to the gig. Today, I'm feeling pretty bruised up. it's not unusual after we play a concert for me to, have my hands get swollen and my muscles feel like I've been kind of wrestling with a bear or something. So today's one of the days off. We know that they're going to be coming to the States this year to Ozfest, and I think they're really going to do great things at Ozfest. They're just such a kick-ass band, and while I'm talking about this, I don't mean to be disrespectful or disregard the other bands that were on Ozfest, Donington yesterday. There are quite a number of bands that played at Donington that will be going on to the Ozfest when we get to have their stateside. And you know, I just didn't get a chance to see them yesterday, but I also have some of my favourite bands right now that I actually didn't get to see. I didn't get to say hello to the guys in the band, and I didn't actually go to actually see them on stage either, but there's plenty of time yet, so I'm personally really excited to get out there and see these guys perform. They're the new era, if you like, of rock, and they have a lot to say, and I can't credit the newer bands enough. The musicianship I find is extremely high, and I think that everyone performs really, really well. So didn't get to meet up yesterday with too many artists. Everybody was busy doing their own thing, and including Sabbath. So after the meeting with In Flames, I went to visit some old friends. I think one of the neat things about when we play the English gigs, we get a chance to meet up with old friends and family and so on and so forth. So yesterday was no exception. I met up with people that I hadn't seen for a number of years. Geezer's sister was one of the people, and it was really nice to see her again. I hadn't seen her for a while. But everyone, you know, was showing up backstage, of course, you know, that we'd known for years and years and years since we were all kids, you know, back in the 1960s. So that was nice. After a while, it was time to pretty much rest up, and we rested up the best that we could. Our dressing room area was next to the stage, to one of the smaller stages, and the bands that were on there were just totally kicking ass, and there was no sound wall between the stage and the dressing room area, so we got all the vibrations from bass drums, bass guitars, and guitars, period, and it was just totally, actually, it was almost like concussion. It was actually moving the dressing room trailers that were afforded to us. So that was interesting, to try and kind of sit down and rest with all the hardcore rock going on. So I think we went on stage about I think it was about 9:10 or 9 o'clock last night. As I say, it was got cold. You know, we all thought it was going to rain. It was definitely threatening to rain, and hopefully the rain might stay away. You know, the people have been out there all day, and it's getting kind of cold. So hopefully the rain, of course, did stay away, which was nice. I thought our band yesterday was in very fine fettle. We were in good spirits. And we just went on and, did whatever we do, and we just rocked. The sound was pretty strong. I didn't have a bad sound stage. Sometimes the sound on stage, when you're sitting in one place, when you're a drummer, you're kind of stuck in one place. So I'm very dependent upon the sound that the engineers send me. And I can't walk around the stage, so I don't have that luxury. So whatever I'm being sent in the way of sound, then if it's up to scratch, if it's up to par, then I usually have a pretty good night. Sometimes the sound quality, for various reasons, not necessarily because of our engineers or our equipment, but sometimes things just change a little bit sound-wise, and I think it's a constant drummer's dilemma to lesser and greater degrees, but one individual in the audience last night who had a horn. I think it was one of those air horns. And as I'm about to say this right now, suddenly I had an immense fear that this might become a fad. So I hope it doesn't. But during one of our songs, I'm not going to say which song it was, but during one of our songs, the air horn was blown, and the actual tone and the notes of the air horn nearly matched the sound that Tony was playing on his guitar. That is to say, the notes, not sound, the air horn didn't sound like Tony's guitar. That's not what I'm saying, so just for the record. And because it was most noticeable in this particular song, and it happened twice, and I couldn't help thinking to myself, maybe the air horn ought to be taken away and placed in a position where the sun doesn't shine in this particular person who was blowing it. But at the same time, it was also quite humorous, and I believe that someone actually might have taken the air horn from this individual who was blowing it exactly at the same time as we were hitting a certain note in the song that we were working on. So somebody, I think, took care of it anyway and actually possibly confiscated this air horn and either threw it away or possibly placed it where the sun doesn't shine into this individual who was having a good time, it sounds like. Anyway, coming back, the audience rocked, absolutely got down. There were some mosh pits. I noticed about three or four mosh pits. There might have been a few more than that. And all the way back, everybody was just like rocking it. The whole thing was just up and down with heads, just that's the sea of heads and bodies, just everybody just totally kicking ass and rocking out. There were some problems, not violent problems that I was aware of, but there were some problems at the front on the barricades, and the special squad that they had of ambulance drivers, paramedics, were called in on a number of occasions, so there was quite some confusion on the barrier line, with people needing to come out of the audience, and there was a lot of activity with security. It got pretty frenzied down at the front of the gig, and but it seemed like everybody was coming out okay, and there were no upsetting episodes that I'm aware of. Highlights, of course, were Tony solos. He played, as I had mentioned earlier, I thought he played absolutely brilliantly last night. And also keeping in mind that, you know, it was extremely cold and, trying to move your fingers in the cold. And, I think my hat is definitely off to him. Seemed like Oz was having a real good night last night. And, he was jumping around and, doing ours, he's doing fantastic, and Geese, of course, was totally on, as he always is, and I thought that I played pretty good myself, even if I do say so myself. I'm always striving to do better as a drummer, so, that was yesterday, of course, and today's today, so I'm going to always look at today and go, okay, what can I do, how can I improve, what can I do, to try and better that or bring more things to the songs. But last night was last night, and I felt like I said earlier, the band played real tight, and we had a really good time. So that was it. We got off stage, and we were stuck in traffic. There's only a couple of roads out of Donington, so there was an incredible amount of people at Donington, so it took a while to get through all the traffic and then head back south down to London. And by the time we got back last night, I was covered in dust. It was pretty dusty at the gig, and the wind had hurt in any way, so hopefully everything turned out peaceful. And that's the end of my report. God bless, rock and shine.